the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Good morning to you, 909 on KDXU. I'm Andy Griffin. Marianne Hamilton is with me here today. She's all blingy again. She's got her all-American blingy skirt on. I love it. Well, the shirt's nice, too, but there's not any bling on the shirt.
No bling on the skirt. But here are the earrings, yeah.
Nice. You look fantastic, Marianne. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Always great to be here.
I read a troubling story today about how patriotism is at an all-time low, down to, like, I think 69% of people say they're down to 69. It was 85% last year. People say they're proud to be an American, and it kind of makes me a little bit sad because I love America. I love our country, and
we are really lucky. Yeah, not surprising though.
And if you talk to someone from other countries that have come here, mm-hmm. And I have a friend from Mountain Herc and Dorella. I don't know if you know Dorella. She's like their public affairs director, but mm-hmm. she was born in Angola and raised in Greece. Ah. And she says she's been to 20 different countries throughout her lifetime. She says people in America don't understand how great this country really is.
Oh, exactly. And how lucky we are to live here.
Yeah, I hope we can convey that to, I don't know, a younger generation or people who are soured on whatever, politics or whatever. I hope we can convey to them that how great this place is.
Hopefully. It's just, you know, we're divided right now, which is really unfortunate. And yeah. I think that's going to have a residual effect for a while.
Yeah, hopefully we can get over it.
Hope so.
Someday. But
hopefully by Thursday.
Yeah. For sure, Thursday. Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the things Marianne is here to talk about is the 4th of July and all of us getting on our red, white, and blue and being proud to be an American, as Lee Greenwood would say.
They do it well in St. George, for sure. We do it well.
We got all kinds of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Before we get into the other stuff, let's talk about the talent show at 10:30 on Thursday morning.
Where you will be.
I will be a judge. You will be the master of ceremonies, the MC.
Mistress of ceremonies. Whatever.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a gender neutral word for that.
I'm not sure.
Because you have like businessman, businesswoman, business person. So maybe you're the person of ceremony.
Person of ceremony. That doesn't work, does it? Ceremony person. There you go.
You'll be the one with the mic.
Yes, I will be on the mic and running up and down the stairs, introducing the acts and then thanking them as they finish up performing.
That would be cool. Yeah. How many acts are there?
We have 16 this year, which will be fun.
16 acts.
Yeah.
And so the categories will be, it's by age, right?
Correct. And we have sort of an interesting anomaly this year in that we didn't have any little kids this year applying, which has never, ever happened. Usually that's our biggest category is, you know, the young kids that would like to get on the stage. And we think maybe they're on vacation already or who knows, or it's just, you know.
Little kids being like under 12?
It's 10 and under.
10 and under, okay.
Yeah. And then, so then the categories go to 11 to 17. And then in the past it was 18 plus, but we had so many older people and a few are older.
Okay. So,
we divided that category into two, which is 18 to 24 and then 25 plus. And we have
25 plus.
We actually have one performer who will be 85.
Nice.
And she does stand-up comedy.
Really?
Seriously. Yes.
Oh, I love it.
It's great. She's wonderful.
Man.
She actually teaches stand-up through the university's ICL Institute of Continued Learning program.
Right. Yeah, I'm aware of that. Yeah.
And she is just, it's, you know, sweet, clean humor, and she's just darling.
So, I love that. Yeah. I remember seeing a comedian years ago, a senior guy, probably 70 or so, and he said, yeah, I just drove in today from California to do the show, and I had my blinker on the whole darn way.
And proud of it, yes.
Yeah. So, well, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
so,
we have 16 really acts. Interesting acts and some really, really, really extraordinary talent. We had the auditions on June 20th, and there were four of us judging, and everybody's eyes kept bugging out going, wow, some of these are really, really, really amazing.
So you're saying my job as judge is going to be hard.
It's very, oh my God, this year I think is particularly hard. Mm. Very, very hard.
Now, how many of these 16 acts will be singers?
The majority.
Because usually these competitions are pretty singer-heavy.
The majority of them are singers, yeah. I would say probably all but maybe five are singers. Yeah.
Now, are there multiple rounds, or is it just everybody performs once and we do our judging?
And you have your numerical
I better take notes.
Judging, then. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And we'll provide you with as many pieces of information as possible, with ages and category and all that kind of stuff.
Now, if you watch America's Got Talent or American Idol, they like to focus on the backstories. Will there be much backstory on these performers for us?
We provide a little bit of that in the introductions. We always ask each of the performers to give us some, you know, where have you performed before, you know, what awards have you won, something fun about your past, and so we've tried to incorporate that into the introductions. But we don't want the introduction to go on for hours either, so you kind of have to take it on faith. These are all pretty interesting people.
You know, E.M. Tongi, who won, I think, won American Idol last year, and one of the things that I think really right up front got, and there's no discounting his talent, very talented guy, but I think one of the things that got people really fired up about him was the very first song he performed, he dedicated to his late father. And it got everybody like, okay, I want to know more about this kid and his story. That I wouldn't say that's why he won, but I would say that got a lot of us.
It's very engaging. Like, yeah, it's very engaging.
Put the spotlight on it. Yeah.
We don't have anything that's quite that compelling, but we have some pretty cool stories to share for sure.
We don't wish anybody, you know, we don't want sad backstories because that means there's something sad happened.
Indeed.
But
So I think you'll be very, very impressed, and you're going to have a great time with your fellow judges. There's a great group this year.
Who do we get to judge? We know it's Kelly Campbell and
your friend Kelly.
Okay.
Council member Steve Kemp.
Steve Kemp, okay.
Yes, which will be fun.
Just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Steve.
Yes, exactly. Peyton Smith, Peyton Smith now. She was Peyton Lee, now she's Peyton Smith. She is the community arts manager.
Okay.
And then our wonderful, wonderful long-term sponsor, State Bank of Southern Utah.
Okay.
Jalen Purcell is a VP at the bank, and she is just our great cheerleader and supporter, and without her and her organization, we could not put this on because it pays for the audio team that we have there. It pays for the trophies. It pays for the prizes. It pays for all the stuff that we give out to our recipients. And without State Bank of Southern Utah, we wouldn't be able to do this talent show.
The talent show is at 10:30 on the 4th of July. So you got the early parade. Is actually kind of early this year.
It is 7:45.
7:45 parade. Mm-hmm. Most people are like, I don't want to get up for that. You can get up. It'll be good.
The race is at 6:30. The Uncle Sam 4K.
Are you doing that one?
And I am not. No, I'm going to be decorating the stage madly at 6 o'clock, and then
you'll be doing. Excuse me, your own kind of race.
Exactly. and then jumping on the back of a convertible to be in the parade.
Nice. With a fancy dress on.
With a fancy, sort of a fancy shorter dress because it's going to be really, really, really toasty on Thursday.
Well, it's 7:45. It'll probably only be 83 or something.
I was just driving now and it's almost 90. And
I did get to go to Bryce Canyon this past weekend.
Oh, nice.
And it was, at this time of morning, it was 60.
Oh, perfect.
So,
I hate to say it, but I was in San Diego last weekend, and the high was 74 and the low was 64 the entire time we were there.
That's pretty nice.
Although, at one point, the humidity was 78%, so it was, after being here, it feels pretty sticky.
What is it? People say it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat, yes.
Or a dry heave, as you like to say.
That's what I put on my Facebook page, Lord.
So, 10:30 on Thursday morning, the Star Search talent show. And we will be awarding the, now you said three categories?
Yes.
So no, 11
11 to 17, 18 to 24, and then 25 plus. And then last year we instituted a new category, which is the top family, because we have people who bring, you know, mom and dad and three kids that are all different ages. You can't pretty put them all in a separate category or a different category. So we added a category for families, which is kind of fun. And we have a couple of entries in that category as well.
It strikes me now, I'm thinking about this selfishly as a judge, trying to compare a comedian and a singer is incredibly hard.
It's tough.
It's apples and oranges, you know? You say, well, she's a really good comedian. Well, she's a really good singer. Well, okay.
And you'll have a dancer. And you'll have
a dancer, too. Yeah.
We actually had a magician apply afterwards, but we'd already closed the auditions, unfortunately, so he wasn't able to make it, so we encouraged him to come next year.
My friend's daughter is a ventriloquist, and I don't know if she did it last year. She was in something last year, and I thought, you know, it's so tough because how do you compare what she does to someone who, you know, does a great rendition of Faith Hill's Breathe or whatever? You know, it's like,
it's a combination of factors of, you know, is it original? How does the crowd respond? Is that person professional? Is it something that you were engaged by? You know, you'll have, I think, four or five areas to rate from 1 to 5. And I don't envy you at all.
You know, the last couple of years, I've been a judge at a Halloween costume contest.
Oh, fun.
That had like six or seven different categories, but we got booed on a couple of them because, you know, I mean, you have three really fantastic little girls all dressed like whatever, you know, Ariel
Frozen
or whatever.
Or,
and it's like, well, they're all good. We want to give them all an award, but there's just one cutest little girl in a princess costume award, you know, and so, yeah, we got...
You get killed by parents or something.
It's humbling, yes. You're like, I tried, I really did.
They're all so darling. Sorry. Somebody has to get the trophy, though. Yeah.
Well, we already have decided on one award, though. The best MC will go to Marianne Hamilton.
Oh, well, that's lovely. By process of elimination.
The only one. That doesn't matter.
If I start faltering, Andy, I'll drag you up from the audience, and you can come up there and join me on stage.
I would love to, yeah. I mean, don't hold me to that. I like to remain behind the scenes.
Somebody was talking about singing the national anthem last time I was on, and
someday.
I think that that didn't happen. So it's
someday.
Okay.
Someday.
But Kelly Campbell will be singing the national anthem at 10 o'clock to kick things off.
And the thing about Kelly, he has performed literally thousands
everywhere,
of times.
Everywhere.
I mean, he was a lead singer in a band back in high school.
Yep.
Kelly's roughly my age, so that was, you know, he's been performing for 40 years.
Yeah, he's performed all over Southern California.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of chops.
And that dude can, Kelly, if you're listening, I'm impressed. That dude can sing Journey songs. Now, anybody that knows old rock and roll knows Steve Perry had a voice that could go way up there. There's a reason a lot of cover bands don't do Journey songs, and that's because he sings really high in a lot of those songs. And the lead singer's like, I can't do that. You know, maybe with falsetto, but Steve Perry wasn't using that. He was using his regular voice. But Kelly can do that. Kelly can sing Journey songs.
And he gets up and does the national anthem a cappella every time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that takes really, really a lot of courage. It's a tough song to sing.
It is, yeah. A lot of range, a lot of ups and downs. And I guess one of my big fears is, man, what if I get partway through and I forget which part I'm on and I start singing another part? And, oh, man.
Just keep going. Smile and keep going. Yeah.
I guess I should go, okay, well, I will never be as bad as Roseanne Barr was, right,
oh,
when she sang
my.
It. So
that was a pretty sad time for America.
Stockton here, who was our call screener, he's used to performing in front of people all the time, too, singing and stuff, and it's no big deal to guys like him. Have you ever sang in front of anybody, Marianne?
No. That would clear the venue immediately. That would be really
can't
a sad
be that
thing.
Bad, can
oh,
it?
Yeah. I love to sing, but I'm okay with other people singing along, but I would never do a solo, ever.
I have a relative, and I'm not going to name her name, but she loves to sing, but she...
Bad. Bad.
It's bad. She can't find the key. It's one of those. And she can't hear that she can't find the key.
Oh.
She knows. People have told her, but she can't hear that, and so she keeps trying.
That's a really interesting point. I suspect now with my hearing loss and hearing devices, maybe my singing is even worse than it was, so I will do everyone a favor and not sing.
I should turn it around. You wanted me to sing national anthem. I'm like, all right, if we can do a duet.
That's fine.
What, you would do it?
I would do that as long as you're doing the majority of the singing. And I can lip sync, sure.
Maybe you and I can stand next to Kelly Campbell and lip sync while he sings.
There we go. We could be.
All right, Thursday is the 4th of July. A lot of great things planned for St. George City. First of all, it's worth mentioning, tomorrow actually is the carnival starts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think, 5 o'clock tomorrow night?
I think 5 o'clock tomorrow night. And goes until 9?
5 to 11.
5 to 11, okay.
Yeah.
And then I think midnight on the 4th.
Yeah. And they do say that Dave Cordero told us that most of the rides are in the shady areas so that... Even though it's going to be hot, and I've always said this, in St. George, yes, it's hot, but if you can find some shade, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's that brutal Dixie sun that makes it really hard. So do we have any kind of shade in the judging area for...
Yes, you do. Okay. You'll be underneath a tent. Yes.
That's good.
However, it's on the lawn, and it gets a little steamy.
Yeah.
So, okay. But we'll do everything possible, and we have lots of cold drinks for you and fans and things.
My wife has petitioned me to buy her some food truck food after we do the judging.
Oh, good.
And I was like, I have a feeling I'm going to want to find someplace that's inside, that's air conditioned.
Go lie down.
Right after then. And she's like, well, yeah, but we can grab some food first. I'm like, all right, we'll see. That's what I told her.
You know, this event actually used to go until 4 o'clock every year. And last year, the city finally said, 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
it just gets too hot. And it's tough for the employees because they have to tear everything down afterwards. And they're still not done until 3 o'clock or so. And it's pretty brutal.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So July 4th, the 4th of July, 9 a.m. to all the way to midnight mm-hmm. for the carnival. Mm-hmm. What else is going on right on the 4th?
Oh, my gosh. There's so much stuff. There's a cornhole tournament. There's a hot dog eating contest.
A hot dog eating contest.
Yes,
Not quite Joey Chestnut,
Joey's not
right?
going to do it this year.
No. Marianne, are you going to enter that?
No. Only, this is one thing that just, I cannot watch a hot dog eating contest. It makes me really, really kind of nauseous.
Gags you.
It makes me gag. Yeah. And also because I've read what the assault, I mean, there was something about, you know, what happens to Joey Chestnut's body every year after he consumes, you know, 7 million hot dogs. And that instant ingestion of that much sodium and all the icky stuff that go in the hot dog. I love hot dogs, one maybe a couple times a year. But
yeah.
But to throw that many into your system, oh, Lord. I don't want to think about what happens afterwards.
I can't even. Yeah, I'm with you. You know when they really kind of turned me off completely? Like, mm-hmm. I was already like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And they started dipping the buns in water to get them down. And I'm like, okay, I don't like soggy buns.
They
ruined it a little bit. So
yeah, it sounds something I could watch.
My sons were in a pie eating contest a few years back.
That's kind of fun.
But they had not taken the pies out of the freezer soon enough.
Oh.
So
how many broken teeth?
And you can't use your hands. So they're sitting there with their face in this frozen pie, and they're hitting these big gold chunks of frozen, you know, chocolate pudding or whatever it is. And
Yeah,
my son was like, it's not fair. The guy that won, his pie was thawed out. Ours wasn't. And so,
speaking of frozen, that's one of the events. There's actually a frozen t-shirt contest.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means everybody gets a t-shirt that's actually been frozen, you know, dipped in water and frozen at the city offices. And then you have a certain amount of time to try and put it on. And it's just hysterically funny to watch because it's somewhat thawed, but not entirely. And people are struggling to get this thing over their shoulders and in the other arms. And it's really, really funny to watch. And it's also kind of fun for them because it feels really good because it's really hot outside.
It's the new thing, the frozen t-shirt contest.
Not a wet t-shirt concert.
No, I was going to say very different from a wet t-shirt contest.
Yes,
this is wet, but frozen.
Exactly. So. Solid. Mm. And then lots and lots of games. There's a duck race if you get a little duck.
Yeah, I saw that. Now, we're not talking real ducks, right?
No.
We're talking the little
plastic
little rubber duckies.
Yeah.
And they have races, and there's prizes associated with the ducks and what comes across the finish line. And
yeah, it's like you get a number that matches your duck's number, and whichever one floats through that sort of little waterway through town square.
Mm-hmm.
That comes across first. They select those numbers, and you get prizes, which is kind of fun.
Very, very
cool.
Then,
of course, all the food trucks and just constant games and music entertainment all day long. So it's really, really a fun thing, a great thing for the family to come out and do.
I'm looking at the schedule of the 4K, and you know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, I ran a 5K, a 10K, whatever. I've heard of 15Ks, but this is the first time I've heard of a 4K.
Mm-hmm.
And now, a K is approximately, what, 6/10 of a mile or something like that?
Yeah.
So 4K would be 2.4-ish.
Correct.
Miles, which is
doable.
Yeah, if you're not a runner, if you haven't trained, this might be one you could actually get through.
And you can walk it. Tons of people walk it. I mean, you have basically about an hour to complete it, so it's pretty doable for just about anybody.
And I'm guessing 4K is for 4th of July, right? That's why they changed it.
It's Uncle Sam's 4K. Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it's always a good, fun community event, and everybody gets decked out in the red, white, and blue to go run and then stay and watch the parade, and that's always super fun.
Parade starts at 7:45, correct?
Yes.
And what do we expect from the parade? Will there be any marching bands this year? I know it's off season for the schools and their bands.
They don't, but
sometimes they will, you know, do like a 1 week quick band camp and get bands to come. Are we going to have any?
We're
this
not
year?
Going to no? have okay. marching bands as far as I know, and we're not going to be having. I think last year there were like 50 Corvettes, Corvette Club.
Oh wow!
And they've opted not to do that this year. I guess it was a large crowd, but they were beautiful cars. So it's a more manageable event. And last year it kind of went on for a long time.
A long time.
So the idea is to wrap it up by about. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock or so.
By 9, yeah. somewhere along the way, parades went from being going and watching the horses and the bands and mm-hmm. stuff to how much candy can I collect for kids?
Yeah, and they have very specific rules about that this year. You're not allowed to toss if you're on a float. If you're walking, you can sort of, you know, hand things.
No tossing from the vehicles.
Yeah, because, you know, kids get hit. Mm-hmm. The candy gets smashed underneath tires, and it just becomes kind of a big mess. So
some kids are going to be bummed out.
I know.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been in a parade where I didn't toss candy, so that
really?
Would be, yeah.
Okay. I just wave and smile with the other senior queens. So I'll be on the float with Janine Burton, Miss Senior USA, who's a Santa Clara City Council member, and then Shelly Sybil Gish, who is the owner of the Healing Herb downtown.
Wait, say her name again.
Shelly Sybil Gish.
Sybil Gish.
Sybil Gish.
I've never heard that name before.
It's two words, you know. Sybil.
Oh, it's two. Sybil. Oh, yes. Hyphenated. Okay,
but she goes
it.
By Sybil.
Okay, got it.
And then she owns the Healing Herb downtown, and she's a Miss Senior Sweetheart.
Nice.
Yes.
Miss Senior Sweetheart. Okay.
Yeah. She was actually the first one.
I thought you were Miss Senior Sweetheart.
Well, I'm just kind of... No.
Sweetheart of the universe.
There you go. There you go.
All right, let's get a commercial break in. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the other activities involved in the 4th of July, including, of course, a big show. And we are going
to
give... should we do that right now?
Oh, sure.
Let's
I'd
do it right
to.
Now.
I'd love to.
Marianne has two tickets to the country music show. Mm-hmm. At the Greater Zion Stadium, right?
Correct.
Can you tell us any more about this? Like who's performing or anything like that?
Yeah, Ashley McBride, who's a big country star. Yeah. And also the Southern Utah's largest fireworks show after the concert, which is really, really cool. You can see that pretty much from anywhere you are in town if you get up a little higher. And the show starts at 6. The doors open at 5. And it's on, of course, you know, 4th of July. These are not the, you know, high-end, expensive $800 tickets or whatever. But
yeah, you don't get a booth in the press box.
Right,
or
right.
Like
these are the general admission. But, you know, they'll get you in. If you get there a little bit earlier, you can probably find really, really good seats and, you know, get out of the sun. And bring your blanket, bring your beach chair, and have a good time. So I have two tickets that I'm not able to use. So I'd love to give them to one of your listeners.
The show is 4th of July, mm-hmm. 6 o'clock.
Ashley McBride.
Country music all over the place. And then, of course, great seats for the fireworks show. Mm-hmm. And we're giving them away right now. Give us a call, 673-5890. Stockton will handle the call. Stockton, what number do you want to get on this? Caller 4th of July, caller number 4 maybe then on this one. Let's do it that way and give those tickets away. In the meantime, we will check on weather here on the Andy Griffin Show.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk leader.
Hey, good morning to you. 9:36 on KDXU. Former Miss Senior Universe Marianne Hamilton is on the show with me. She is also the MC, the mistress of ceremonies for the St. George Talent Search.
Star Search Talent Show.
Star Search, yeah.
Fourth of July.
Now, Star Search used to be a TV show. Is this any relation to that? Or
no, it's just
the name.
Just what
okay.
The city likes to call
just
it.
The
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
There used to be a St. Dixie's Got Talent or St. George has got
that
got
still
talent.
Goes on, I believe. I think
okay.
That's in the springtime, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a good measurement of where you're at, I suppose, mm-hmm. and to come and be a part of this show. And I think, and you saw the acts, I haven't yet,
yes.
But I think it's going to be a heck of a show. It's going to
really
be a lot
do.
Of fun.
I really do. It's just, and, you know, you just have to admire people that have the courage to get up there and do it, especially some of the younger people that haven't, you know, performed professionally. And several of our people have been, you know, performing around different venues in town, but the younger ones haven't had that opportunity, and they still have the courage mm-hmm. to do
brave,
it.
Brave.
Really, really,
yeah.
really brave. Yeah.
So I made this statement many times in this show. I can talk in front of thousands, whatever, doesn't mm-hmm. bother me one bit. Singing in front of people is really
terrifying.
Yeah,
absolutely terrifying.
But it's funny. My oldest son, he plays guitar and sings. Mm-hmm. And open mic night, he'll go up there and sing some George Strait or whatever. My older daughter, she at one point in I'm telling you, she probably should have won this competition. She sang a song and hula hooped the whole time that she sang.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and then my other daughter sang and played the piano in front of people. I mean, so
how do you breathe while you're hula hooping and sing?
I don't know how she did it. I honestly don't. I think she should have won. Like she, everybody else was just singing.
Yeah.
And she went up there and she said, I'm going to do something special. I'm going to sing a song and hula hoop at the same time. That's impressive.
You know, when I get in the pool and I'm teaching water aerobics and I'm trying to yell out the 4, 3, 2, 1 or whatever while I'm doing this exercise, that's really, really challenging.
Tough, yeah.
It is. Not to mention you get a mouthful of pool water, which is no fun. But I can't imagine singing while you're hula hooping.
But yeah, the point I was making, though, with all three of them is they have no problem performing singing in front of people, and I was never good at that.
It's a gift.
I can't. I don't know how they do it.
I think I have too much wisdom. I'm protecting the universe from hearing my voice.
Well, happy Freedom Week, everybody. Fourth of July, of course, is on Thursday, and we've got that great talent show going on at 10:30. Not the only thing going on that day. We mentioned the parade at 7:45 a.m. Mm-hmm. Before that, there's actually the 4K.
At 6:30.
The 4th of July K, the 4K at 6:30. What else is going on besides the carnival?
Oh, gosh. There are all the rides. There's all the games and prizes. And
Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts, yes. Artie the Art Bus should be making an appearance.
Apparently, there's karaoke going on,
too. Oh, Andy, there's karaoke, yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sometimes it's good.
Can we get Marianne to sing I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, maybe? R-E-S-P-E-C-T,
I'm really, really good at lip syncing. I am really, I love lip syncing.
I don't think that's allowed in karaoke. I think you have to actually sing.
Okay.
So we mentioned the Frozen T-shirt contest, cornhole tournament, live entertainment all around town square. We have our Star Search talent show. There's something called duck races. We mentioned those for a minute, but is there... I remember doing when I was a Cub Scout leader and helping these kids refine and get their cars to go faster and stuff. I'm trying to think, is there any way you can streamline your duck?
No, they come out of a big giant plastic bag and you get a number, four, number
so
seven or
whatever.
So it's
the luck of the duck.
Luck of the duck, exactly. And whether your duck decides to swim or just kind of sit there is sort of a,
luck of the duck.
It's the luck of the duck.
And then the hot dog eating contest at noon at the contest stage.
Mm-hmm. There are two stages. There's the main stage where the talent show will be, and that one is sort of basically at the foot of the steps in Town Square when you come up from, there's the water feature up on top, and then you walk down, and there's the lawn area. It's right there at the bottom of the steps. Huge stage. You can't miss it. And there's the other stage, which is the performance stage for karaoke and whatever is at the other end of the lawn. So,
are they allowed to put mustard or ketchup on their hot dogs?
No, it just kind of goes on there and in your mouth. And
they're dipping their bun in water, and I can't do that. No, I can't do that. And then, of course, the big show. We gave away, Annette Kay, by the way, was the winner of the
congratulations, Annette.
From Marianne.
Hope you enjoyed the concert.
I would say, you know what? I don't know who's selling them or how much they cost, but those little fans that have the water bottle attached, that would be a fantastic investment for this week.
Trust me, that's what I keep on the desk between acts. I'm spraying myself.
You have one?
I do. I have a big, giant, tall one.
Oh, I need to. Oh, a big one.
A big one. Yeah.
Really?
And maybe our judges will be getting something like that.
Doesn't that mess with your makeup though?
Well, I just put down here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Down on the neck and chest area. Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. It won't mess up my makeup.
No. You can spray your head and your entire body.
And then, of course, the fireworks show at night. And you said biggest fireworks show in Southern Utah?
Biggest fireworks, supposedly. That's what they claim. Yes.
I keep hearing things like, wow, we got this other fireworks show over here. We got this other fireworks show over here. I'm glad to hear this is the biggest one. I wonder, do you know, maybe you don't know this, drone shows have become kind of the thing now in fireworks, where they have drones flying different patterns and shapes and stuff. And I don't know we're there yet here in St. George, seems like that would be something maybe to look into for the future.
And also, you'd only want one at a time so they're not smashing into
each
other.
You do not want to shoot your fireworks at the drones.
Right.
That would be bad. And as Stockton has said all morning long in the news, we've got to be careful with where you're setting your fireworks at home and stuff. And last thing we need is more wildfires.
I get nervous. I walked into Harmon's yesterday and there's a whole fireworks display and out in the parking lots of all the different grocery stores. And I think, okay, parents, please monitor your kids and have
a
big bucket.
You live in a desert.
Yeah. And it's windy in the afternoon, in the evening. It's scary.
I live over in Middleton, and right behind us is something they call Forest Park.
Mm-hmm.
And Forest Park is, we love, our previous home, we had a busy road behind us.
Okay.
And so when we were looking at for homes, one of our real important things to us was to have it be quiet behind us. And so we moved in, and our backyard, right behind our backyard, is the park. I mean, no neighbors behind us, and it's so quiet. But there is a lot of yellow, dried out ground cover weeds and wood and stuff. And if a firework were if it were to land in there, I just hope we have enough, what do they call it, defensible space between, mm-hmm. Our yard and the forest that we would not burn our house. But that does scare me.
That's really scary, Eddie. Yeah. I wonder if maybe you should put some buckets of water out on Thursday night or something, seriously, just in case there's something that goes awry.
The other thing, it's legal to set off those fireworks mm-hmm. now in a lot of neighborhoods. Not every neighborhood. There mm-hmm. are some neighborhoods that you can't do that, but I got to be to work tomorrow at 5 a.m., and I'm like, I hope our neighbors aren't setting those things off too late tonight. My dad says he has to defend his house. He says, I stay home on the 4th and the days before and after because I got to defend my house because all the neighbors are shooting things off. And
scary. We always enjoy the 4th because, Doug and I both work for the city. He does all of the stuff to set up the tear down for this event all day on the 4th. And so we're both...
He's going to be working all day in the heat?
Working all day in the heat, yeah. Ooh. So we come home, crashed, get in the pool, take a dip, and then take a nap. And then by evening, we sit up on the second floor balcony and look over the city and look at all the different fireworks going off.
Oh, wow.
It's really, 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 really nice. But I don't want to be out with all the all the crazy people and the fireworks. And it's just
the crazy people that are listening to us right now, some of them.
I'm not accusing anybody, but,
I guess if your husband's working out in the heat all day, you're not allowed to even complain then. I had to MC in this heat. He's like, honey.
No, I never.
Let me tell you about all the crates and boxes I had to move.
Exactly. And loading the trailers up and schlepping all that stuff. Yeah. And it's, he's one of, a lot of people that make this happen. All the parks guys especially work so hard.
Guys,
oh, my gosh. And they're there. Somebody has to be there at nighttime when the carnival's going on. So, they're there pretty much till midnight and later.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get a commercial break in. When we come back, there is an underrated, under-credited fruit out there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you ask most people and they say, oh, yeah, I like that, or oh, I love that, or whatever. But you don't hear anybody going, that is my favorite fruit. But Marianne has some reasons why the simple watermelon might move up your list of favorite fruits.
Especially on the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July, when we come back.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Of course, as always, you're welcome to call into the show, 673-5890. That's the 435 area code, 673-5890. And you can text me anytime you want at 467-5842. If you have a question for Marianne or about the goings-on with the 4th of July, somebody texted in and said, you can be patriotic without wearing red, white, and blue. That is absolutely true. We definitely don't want to judge anybody by what they're wearing or whatever. But I'll still say, let's be patriotic. Let's... Mm-hmm.
It's a day to show that you love America.
Yeah, for sure. Marianne is emceeing the Star Search Talent Show at 10:30 on Thursday morning, and I will be judging it. And Kelly Campbell will be singing the national anthem and also judging, along with, see if I can remember, Steve Kemp. You're going to have to help me with the other two.
Okay, Peyton Slee, who's the community arts manager, and Jaylene Purcell, who's the VP at State Bank of Southern Utah, who's our terrific sponsor for the talent show.
Okay, that worries me because four means an even number. There is five.
Four,
okay.
Five, yeah.
Me, Kelly, Peyton, Steve. Oh, yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, there we go. We do have five.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can break some ties
exactly.
if we have them.
Exactly. Yeah. And that has happened in the past.
And I know, like with city government, the mayor has to, if one of the city councilmen is gone and they end up with a tie, the mayor has to break the tie.
Right.
So, and I do have Michelle's number right here. If I have, if we have a problem, I'll call Michelle Randall.
She has been a judge in the past.
All right, let's talk about watermelon a little bit. We have less than 10 minutes left. You see watermelon this time of year. I swear every picnic has a bowl of watermelon. Mm-hmm. They pre-slice. Sometimes they don't even pre-slice. They just bring the whole thing and you cut it there.
Yeah.
And watermelon has come a long way from, you can buy seedless now, which, you know, boggles the mind when you think about all the seeds we used to spit at each other or whatever back when we were young people. But watermelon has a lot of benefits. Tell us a reason why we should eat watermelon.
I know you love lists, Andy, so I brought you a list of 10 or 11, actually. The biggest thing, two biggest things, it's loaded with lycopene, which is an antioxidant.
Lycopene.
And antioxidants are sort of nutrients that protect your cells from damage, which is really, really important. So it gets its red color from the lycopene.
Okay. And now, I've seen yellow ones and stuff.
Actually, the red ones are have the biggest source of lycopene.
Okay.
And they're the biggest source of lycopene of any fruit and vegetable, even more than tomatoes, which are bright red.
Really?
Yeah. So you want to have a nice, cheery red tomato.
So if you're one of those parents that don't want your kid to eat the red dye number 40 or whatever, because it makes them hyperactive, they can eat all the watermelon they want.
Then the redder the better. Yeah, for sure. It actually can protect your skin from the sun, which is interesting.
Really?
Yeah, the lycopene.
You don't put it on.
The lycopene makes you less likely to get burned.
It makes you sticky if you put it on.
Sticky on your skin. Although you, of course, still want to use your sunscreen, especially here in St. George.
Yeah.
It can promote it. It's rich in an amino acid called citrulline that can help move blood through your body and lower your blood pressure. So it's better for your heart.
Citrulline. Okay.
Yes. Protects your joints. It has all these things that I can barely pronounce.
Well, I want to hear you try this.
Let's try this one. This will be really fun. Has a natural pigment called beta cryptoctin.
Cryptoctin. Yeah, that's what it is. Cryptoctin. Because he's right over there.
There he is. Cryptoxanthin. There you go. Cryptoxanthin that can protect your joints from inflammation. We'll go down. My favorite thing is that it's 92% water. So it's a really, really good source of hydration, especially now in the summertime. It's a really easy way to get water back into your body. And when you need so much water, when your cells get dehydrated, even a small amount, you start to feel sluggish and goofy and lightheaded and kind of not all there. And the more severe the dehydration becomes, you might actually need to have, IV fluids at the ER if you get, pretty whacked out.
Right.
Speaking of skins, putting it on your skin, it does make an actual nice mask. It has vitamins A, B6, and C, and you can mix a tablespoon of watermelon juice with about the same amount of Greek yogurt. Put it on your face.
No, really?
Yes. Let it dry after 10 minutes. Wash it off, and it takes care of...
Now, wouldn't that attract flies? I'm just saying.
Well, hopefully if you do it indoors in your bathroom or in your home. Yeah. It helps your skin.
Maybe in the tub.
Maybe in the tub. Okay.
Easy rinse off.
Yeah, and so it basically helps slough off all the dry skin and all the icky stuff that, gets dried out in the summertime. It's a really easy way to satisfy your sweet tooth. If you're craving something sweet, you want to reach for the chocolate or the donuts, but, a cup of ice cream is about 300 calories, whereas a cup of watermelon is about 46. So it's a much, much better substitute. Won't spike your blood sugar. It's, keeps your blood glucose level steady. And if you are somebody with digestive problems like Crohn's or colitis, it's a really, really easy meal or item to digest. As long as you don't eat the rind. So it's, because it is primarily water, it's really easy to digest. There was one thing I wanted to add. We talked about the seeds and seedless. There was this old wife's tale that if you ate a seed, it was going to grow in your belly.
Oh, yeah. That's right? What the mom and dad
mom
used to
always
say
told
that,
us. Yeah. No.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah. There's no light in your belly. There's no soil. And it's not going to be growing. Plus, you have a lot of gastric acid in your stomach.
It would kill it.
Yes. However, you can actually eat the seeds if you roast them with a little olive oil and sea salt. They're pretty tasty.
Like pumpkin seeds
or
something like that.
It's a good thing to have. And watermelon. Then you want to just make sure you choose a good one. It should have a yellow, not a white spot on the bottom. When you thump it, it should sound kind of hollow, and it should feel kind of heavy for its size. That's when you know it's really ripe.
Cool.
Yeah.
Years ago, there was a song by Tracy Byrd called Watermelon Curl. Do you remember that song?
No.
It was a country song.
No.
I want to play a little bit of it right now.
Okay.
Oh, it stopped. Why did it stop?
Oh, no.
Keep going.
Because I started laughing?
Yeah. What's your fault?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it stopped. I'm trying to get it to go, but it apparently is dead. Basically, the gist of the song is he came by this small town, and they were having a watermelon festival, and they had actually made watermelon wine.
Oh.
And the chorus of the song is made from the biggest watermelon. Oh, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl.
Watermelon crawl.
The watermelon crawl.
I love that.
So watermelon is, you know, basically what I'm getting from everything that you've told me is you're pretty safe to eat watermelon.
Yes.
It's everything about it is pretty much good for you. And the seeds won't grow in your belly if you swallow them.
It's, you know, low calorie. It's going to be doing great things for your body. And especially this time of year, it'll keep you hydrated. So that's a really, really great reason to consume as much watermelon as you'd like.
I do want to throw in, while we're talking about 4th of July and activities, and this is, I think the timing is perfect on this one. We're doing a patriotic program on Thursday night, on 4th of July night at 7 o'clock. And it is in the LDS Stake Center, which is east of the St. George Temple. And everybody's like, well, I don't want religion on the 4th of July. It's actually, they're going to have an opening prayer and a closing prayer. But other than that, it is about the country. It's not about, you know, the church and Joseph Smith, any of that. It's about the United States of America, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and on through the years. And it's a cool program.
Is it a lecture or patriotic songs?
I'm narrating it.
Oh, cool.
And it is a lot of songs. And most of the songs, I like the way they've set it up. The first verse will be like a soloist or a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the verses, like My Country, 'Tis of the audience then sings.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of a musical presentation with audience participation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at 7 o'clock on Thursday night.
And it'll be indoors. So cool.
And it will be in the air conditioning. And you'll have reserved parking spots right there at the Stake Center
if
you go early, so that you can just kind of hang out and watch the fireworks when the program's over.
Bring your lawn chair.
Yeah.
Have a tailgate party in the parking lot.
Absolutely. So, well, Marianne, thanks for coming on. Happy 4th of July to you.
Thanks, Andy. You as well.
You and I come from very different backgrounds, very different parts of the country, and yet here we are, both of us in love with the country in which we live in.
So happy to be here. And I look forward to having you with us on Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Wear your 4th of July hat.
It's going to be hot. Oh, yeah, by the way, thank you for bringing the hat in.
Sure.
4th of July celebration hat. Well, I was trying to think of a dress code for this thing, and I'm thinking the only dress code really is going to be
little as possible while still being modest. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
It'll be very, very, very toasty.
Yeah. 110 is supposed to be the high on Thursday. Mm.
Not as bad as next week.
That's right. 113 for Monday, so I guess there's that.
Oh, man.
So, you know what? It's going to be fun.
It'll be super fun.
Marianne Hamilton, former Miss Senior Universe, the mistress of ceremonies for the Star Search Talent Show, also the director of the Miss Senior Universe pageant now.
Correct, yes.
So when's that coming up? How long
ago? This fall, October, first part of November.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cool. Marianne, again, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Andy.
Tomorrow, Dr. Blodgett will join me on the air as we talk some of the health issues related to being 110 degrees. We'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening.